Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and we've hit another milestone. And like most milestones, it is completely fucking arbitrary. If you think about milestones in almost any walk of life, they don't fucking mean anything. The reason milestones have meaning is because we ascribe them meaning. Like with birthdays. When people turn like 20, 30, 40, 50, like the O's, people make a big deal about the O's. They don't give a shit about the 8s or the 5s. Like if somebody turns 55, nobody gives a shit. Somebody turns 38, nobody fucking cares. But like, I'm going to be 40 this year in July, a couple months, and people are already like on that shit. They're like, oh, you're turning 40? I mean, listen, I feel the same today as I felt when I was 30, for the most part. There's no real difference. I probably look a little different. I mean, I don't fucking know. I don't have a photo of when I was 30 handy. But this is episode number 600, which feels like a big fucking deal because we make a big deal about round fucking numbers. And back when I started doing the podcast, this podcast is 5 years and like 9 months. So with 5.75 years, which sounds fucking stupid. You can give halves and it doesn't sound dumb. 1.5, 2.5, 3.5. Like, hey, when are you coming over? About 4.5 hours. Nobody says like, you know, 4.25 or 4.75 or 4.75. Like they just don't do that. It's holes and halves. Sometimes you can say quarter after four, quarter two. I don't know. I'm getting way too deep into this bullshit. This podcast started in 2016 and I was single, divorced, and hadn't dated anybody. And I'm still fucking single, divorced, and I haven't dated anybody since the podcast started. So we are exactly where we were before. We have improved, not at all. Actually, I don't think that's entirely true. I'm not as fucked up. After years of therapy and like writing my thoughts out every goddamn day, I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot. I'm in a job now that I don't fucking hate, so I'm in a good spot there. I work from home, great spot there. My cats are still kicking. These motherfuckers were 10 years old when the podcast started. They were fucking 10. They're 15.75 years old now. Jesus Christ. They're going to the vet next week too. We're the annual checkup next Wednesday. See how these motherfuckers are doing. They're slow. They're old. They don't jump on shit anymore. Occasionally they'll jump down. They use ramps. I just fed them. They're eating now. I had to give Simon his medicine. Simon's on fucking diabetes medication. He's on some, I give him Loxodil for his fucking, his teeth, I guess. He got some mouth issues. He lost another tooth the other day. Whatever, man. They're alive. They're kicking. They're not fucking miserable. So I'm fucking happy with that. I remember when I first started doing the cast and my insurance job when I had to go to a fucking office, which seems fucking crazy. People are like, what are you going to do for episode number 100? We're around like 100 then. I was like, I don't know. I wasn't planning on fucking doing anything. I was just going to do like a normal episode. I didn't have like any plans. They're like, well, you got to fucking do something. So I was like, shit. And then I did like a fucking look back or some shit. And then I kind of boxed myself in. Now that I did it once, like I got to do it every fucking time. I mean, I probably don't have to. It's my podcast. I can do whatever the fuck I want. But like in my head, I'm like, I can't break the string now. There's a pattern. I like patterns. Things got to be in order. If I do it once, I got to kind of do something special every fucking time. But I can't always do look backs. Like I did a look back at like 100 and 200 and I just started making bullshit up along the way for fucking 300, 400, and 500. I don't know, man. I don't know. I can tell you that things are good. Feel good. I sound good. I'm probably, in all honesty, in the best spot that I've ever been in any point in my fucking life. And I say that with 100% sincerity. I still think I'm fucked up. I'm still prone to depression and anxiety and all that shit. Like it's still there, but I don't think it's running my life anymore. That doesn't mean I want to go hang out with anybody or fucking date or fucking have people like touch me. I don't like being touched. You know what I mean? I don't want people to touch my ass. Oh, hold on. Simon's done eating. He got some mushy food. I give them mushy food a couple times a day now because I want to make sure they eat and they need it. I don't know. I mean, Simon's a finicky old fuck who used to eat fucking everything. Now he's I got to give him some medicine. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. But thanks to the magic of editing, it sounds like I never fucking left. Goddamn, I'm a fucking techno wizard, huh? Can you believe that shit? I'm fucking wasting away here. I should be running radio shows and shit. I don't really miss running radio shows. Like, this is all I need. I do this podcast. I cut up the audio. I post it. People listen to it. That's all I need. I'm good. I don't need to run fucking shows anymore. I got no tolerance for bullshit anymore. I don't want to listen to anybody else's opinion on fucking anything. Maybe that means I'm fucking, you know, got rocks in my head or intolerant or whatever the fuck. I don't really think so. I listen to shows for 10 fucking years and I still like listen to podcasts and other people's opinions all the time. I just don't want to be forced to fucking hear them. Whether I like them or not, I guess after 10 years in radio, like I don't give a shit about radio anymore. I don't really listen to like actual radio shows. It's kind of weird. But seriously, I'm in like the best spot ever. Like my debt's completely gone. I'm happy. Not that I was like miserable before, but like I feel good. I'm at that spot that I think when you originally go through divorce, that people always try to tell you that you're going to get to. And not like I was trying to get here, because like I was fucked up when I was married. So like this would have been a good place to be when I was married as well. It just so happened that I got here, you know, fucking later. Everybody's got their own fucking path, I guess. But like I'm at that spot, like everybody's like, you know, just it's going to get better. Just keep fucking moving on the path and eventually you're going to get to a place where, you know, things are going to work out for you. I don't really know if things have worked out for me. I don't really think about that shit. I don't think about the future. I still don't make long-term plans. I still don't have any goals or dreams or anything like that. I guess I've just gotten to a point where the way I live, I just accept it. I accept who I am and who the fuck I am. You know how I feel now? I feel like I'm making up for lost time. When I went through my divorce initially, like my life fucking stopped. I started doing two jobs just out of fucking necessity, and I was miserable, and I wasn't eating the way I normally would, and I wasn't doing things I enjoyed. I didn't have fucking time for anything. So like shows that I would watch and books that I wanted to read, you know, all the stuff, I couldn't do any of that. So I'm like catching up on like all these old books that I have. When I'm depressed, I like collect shit. I gotta buy all this new shit, but then I never fucking read it or watch it or do anything with it. So it just kind of fucking sits around. I'm picking through all of it now. Eventually I'll fucking get done with it. Here's the good news. I don't feel fucking super nervous about getting to it. That's one of the things that used to drive me fucking crazy. I used to collect all this shit because I was nuts. And then I would get to a point where like, dude, I gotta fucking watch all this stuff because I fucking have it. And then I would be panicked about that. It was a vicious cycle. But I'm out of it now, and I hope I never go back into it. And I hope whatever you're dealing with gets cleared up. I hope you're happy. I just hope you're fucking happy. Whatever the fuck it is or that means for you, I hope you fucking get there. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host. Every episode's there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck you want to get it. Twitter at JohnsonHU, Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes, and in my Facebook timeline.